This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Eddie Smith, chairman of the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, we were very glad to hear that Senator Murkowski recently was able to reach an agreement with the Senator leaders for a vote on the resolution that would block EPA's authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions under the Clean Air Act. The vote did occur on Thursday, June the 10th. Murkowski's resolution, Senate Joint Resolution 26, was filed in accordance with the Congressional Review Act of 1996, which provides Congress with the opportunity to veto rules and regulations developed by different federal agencies.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
This past January, the National Cotton Council coordinated a letter supporting the Murkowski resolution and received overwhelming response, with over 138 ag organizations signing the letter in less than 48 hours. In recent days, council leaders from all industry segments have been contacting Cotton Belt Senators to explain the importance of this resolution and to urge their support. The resolution has drawn strong support and currently has over 40 co-sponsors.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The compliance cost for regulation issued under the Clean Air Act would be overwhelming to millions of entities, including farms and ranches. We also feel that all segments of the cotton industry would face a huge economic burden through increased energy and input costs. Plus, the cotton industry, we feel that it would become uncompetitive in the world market, since China and India, two of our largest emitters of greenhouse gases, have publicly stated that they will not impose these regulatory measures. On June 7th, Council President and CEO Mark Lang sent a letter to all Cotton Belt Senators to strongly urge them to vote in favor of this resolution. Mark's letter also reminds them that the President, EPA Administrator Jackson, and members of Congress from both parties have said that the Clean Air Act is not the appropriate vehicle for regulating greenhouse gas emissions, and that Congress should decide this issue.